time for that Big Boy Sports Recap thing brought to you by
Big Boy.
Did you have fun watching that game last night?
I did. You know what? It didn't get over as late as I thought it would either.
They kind of moved it along. But I still don't understand why they started it so late.
I don't either.
It wasn't like there was a... I guess Gonzaga.
We had this
that
discussion.
Makes sense.
Not really, though. But no, because the time's been 9:20 for years. We had this discussion last night over a couple beverages with a bunch of guys at a local establishment.
Was it Diggs?
Why? Why did they start it that late? Are the ratings at 8:20 going to be worse? I mean, I don't understand. Okay, it's 5. Even make it 8:30. So then it's 5:30 where Gonzaga is.
I have a theory. Can I say my theory first?
Go ahead.
I think it has to do with baseball starting.
I don't.
Okay, what
I don't
is
really.
It? What's the reason?
I don't know the reason. That's we're trying to figure it out.
Well, speculate. That's what this is about. What do you think?
Because they're stupid? I don't know.
Yeah, they make gajillions of dollars because they're stupid. Come on.
I'm asking you. It's been 9:20 for at least the last 8 years.
Has it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that, though.
And let me ask you, if they started at 8:20, why wouldn't the ratings be better?
I would think they would be.
I would think so, too.
I totally agree with that, but the only thing I can come up with, and if you can't come up with a better reason, I'm saying it's baseball season.
You're wrong.
Of course
too many baseball games on. It's not that big a deal.
You're a lot wrong. Of them are during the day and the evening, though.
A lot of them were at 8:15 and 10:20 last night, too.
I know why they did it, because the Red Wings played at 7 last night. I couldn't even get through that without laughing.
Yeah, right.
Well, they
did play a basketball game last night, and I feel like Gonzaga choked.
There's no doubt.
I mean, it was just...
I'll tell you this. In my personal opinion, if Karnowski would have had his not even a good game, just a normal game, that would have been the difference right there.
In the post-game interview, he took all the blame.
I'll be honest. I feel bad for the kid, but he should have.
Yeah, man.
He missed stuff that he could make with both eyes closed.
I agree.
His normal game would have... I think they would have beat North Carolina by 7 points. I really do.
Do you know what his field goal percentage was? He was 1 for 8.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were getting close shots.
They weren't even getting... If you notice, they started distributing the ball because he was just bricking it.
Yeah.
From layup and tip-ins and just... I hate to say it because he seems like a really nice kid, especially if he went in the press conference...
He took the blame. He did.
I mean, that tells me a lot about his character, but he sucked last night. He did. He sucked flat
don't
out.
Mix words or anything. He sucked.
Did he not?
Yes, he did.
And I had North Carolina winning the whole thing.
Yes, yeah, so you were right.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have been. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been right. Gonzaga should have won that game last night.
Kentucky should have beat North Carolina.
I don't know about that.
Oregon should have beat North Carolina.
I don't know about that.
You said it on the air yourself.
No, I did not say that.
You did so.
No, I feel good about those games.
I'm talking about in the game. In the flow of the game, Oregon should have won that game. And Kentucky the same way. They had the lead. They just blew it.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a one... It was a team issue. Last night was a one-player issue, in my opinion.
I agree. Pretty much.
But he was the main cog of that. They had the formula. I think... Mark Few had the formula. I think he knew exactly how to beat him. And you had a piece of the puzzle that just...
Yeah, the ball has to go through the net. When
I have a theory about
shooter.
That, too, and I don't know how to put this. Because I know it's equal for both sides, but it really bothers me that they go from a basketball stadium or an arena to a gigantic football stadium. I think that affects the game. And the only reason to do that is to make money.
So here we are again,
with the NCAA, with amateur athletes that don't get paid, and they're stuffing a gigantic, huge dome full of... I mean, did you see that place last night?
There was 76,168 people.
That's insane.
It is. Can you imagine being in the back row? You can't even see.
No, I don't even think you could see from halfway.
Right. I mean, I would just be watching the screens, you know what I mean? That's what you'd probably be watching. I mean, I wouldn't even want to be there. If you're up in the nosebleeds, why would you want to be there? To say you were there? Big deal.
Nah, I'd go. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I would pay the money for it, but if somebody said, here's a ticket, I'd go.
Yeah, okay.
I'd go pay $9 for a beer and watch the game with binoculars.
Yeah, okay.
It was a fun game to watch, though, you have to admit.
Yes.
It was exciting. Came down to the wire. Last, what, 28 seconds of the game?
Yeah, it was a great game.
I enjoyed it.
Let's move on to big news.
Let's take a break. We'll come back, talk Tigers, Brewers, Red Wings, and some NFL Romo news.
Romo.
Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show.
Easter's a time for family at the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant. The Easter Buffet runs from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. Adults are $14.99, kids 10 and under are only $7.99, and 5 and under are free with an adult buffet purchase. The Easter Buffet features ham, baked chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, vegetables, scrambled eggs, French toast, hotcakes, waffles, and many other Easter brunch favorites. You can call the Big Boy for reservations at 226-1062. Bring your appetite to the Marquette Big Boy for Easter Buffet.
Marquette!
All right, here we go. Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Melting, it's melting.
65 degrees on Sunday, 61 degrees on Saturday.
We're hoping you're right. I'm reading upper 50s, but I like yours better.
Well, mine's always right. So,
get a membership today, or at least find out more. Look up the Marquette Golf Club online, or call 225-0721. Could be a great year to get a long membership season. Lots of options. College kids, singles, couples, Gray Walls, Heritage only, whatever you want.
Yeah.
225-0721. Okay, Tigers are currently up right now. 3 home runs so far in the game, including my boy Jacoby Jones.
And Castellanos and Kinsler. 6-1 they are up right now on the bottom of the
court. Jose Quintana's their ace.
Yeah, well, Justin Verlander's pitching for the Tigers. And
pretty
pitching
well. Pretty well. I like it. I like it. And all of the Vegas odds have Chicago finishing higher than the Tigers in the standings, in the division, you know what I mean? So I'm liking what I see right now. But we'll see.
Quick update.
Okay.
Your driving range will be open this weekend.
Well, really?
Straight from the
clubhouse, you can watch the Masters
on Saturday and Sunday. Watch the food.
Hit the driving range at the Marquette Golf Club. There you go.
The Heritage Course late next week.
So that's the Tiger situation. They got rained out yesterday. If you didn't know that,
yeah.
We were sitting there waiting for the game to start and it never did. So they'll have to make that game up. I believe they have one more game in Chicago. Is that right? 3-game series.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's talk about your Brewers yesterday. You really think it was my fault?
You jinxed them.
They
were down 4-0 when we did the show, and then all of a sudden they got 5 runs in the bottom of the fifth, and they're up 5-4, and you texted me and
all
said,
I said was Brewers!
Yeah, well, it ruined it.
Because they lost by 1?
They lost 7-5.
7-5, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything else about that?
I just want to say I do not want to start the season 0-2, so come on, Brewers. Oh, and Junior Guerra.
Are they in Colorado
10-day,
again?
10-day DL already.
Oh,
the pitcher,
yeah.
Yet they're ace. They play, yeah, they play. No, they're at home. They have Zach Davies going against Tyler Anderson against the Rockies tonight, and for some reason the Rockies are favored.
Can we go to a baseball game together this year?
Yes, let's do it.
I really want to do that.
Okay.
Let's see quickly here. Just want to mention the Red Wings are perfect in shootouts, and I was excited about this Evgeny kid.
Yeah, we talked about him on the show yesterday, and then he gets the shootout winner.
He's 20 years old, but he looked good through the whole game. I thought he looked really good. He's fast. He's a sniper. And all I can think is he's, you know, doing a post-game interview. They tell me score a goal or I go back to Gulag.
Well, he scored the game winning goal.
Seventh shooter, too. It was fun to watch.
It was great. I mean, the goalies stood on their head in that shootout. It was pretty crazy.
5-4 win over Ottawa.
Yeah, Mrazek stood on his head.
He made a couple mistakes in that game, too. I'm not talking about
in the shootout.
I know, but I wasn't really excited about him.
Yeah, I agree.
Watching him in that game. Anyway, I got nothing else, man. You? What's the next Red Wing game?
What are you talking about? NFL.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Romo.
Tony Romo.
Yeah. What's the next Red Wing game, though? Hang on, I'll look it up. You talk about Romo.
Oh, my.
It's kind of dumb.
The Red Wings play today at Ottawa.
7:30. Yeah. At Ottawa again?
Yeah. Today.
Weird.
And they have a chance. They win their last 3. They'll be at 500.
Tigers up 6-2, by the way.
Okay. So Tony Romo announced his retirement this morning.
maybe not for good. I mean, he left a little door open there. He's going to be the lead analyst for CBS, replacing Phil Simms. He's also going to do golf with Jim Nance. Him and Jim Nance are good buddies, I guess. But then, about a half hour ago, the Cowboys
officially released him. I don't think.
But they didn't. It is a big deal. They didn't have to release him.
I don't think.
Now he can talk to any team without having to talk to the Cowboys. It's a huge deal. I just listened to guys talk about it on the NFL Sirius radio.
I said this a long time ago. He should retire. His body cannot take anymore. He has played one game that was meaningless in the last 2 years.
And I think he's going to get paid a lot. He got offers from ESPN, Fox, CBS. So they were
Do you think he can handle the non-competitive lifestyle, though? That's the question.
I don't know. Can he handle being an announcer? He's never announced a football or a golf match in his life.
They're not going to do this because they're dumb, though. I mean, they obviously know he can do it.
I know, but I wish he would be...
I'm not a big Phil Simms fan anyway, so I'm not too
upset
about it.
I wish he'd be replacing another former Dallas Cowboys quarterback named...
I don't think Aikman's as bad.
Troy Aikman.
All you Packer fans just hate those guys.
Oh, Joe.
And I got to say, Joe Buck, I'm not a big fan of, though. Big Boy Sports Recap. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow.
All right.
Go Tigers!